This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent Users Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Seconds remaining. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. Number 1. George said that he spends a quarter of his wages on books. Number 2. Peter and Sarah have split up. Number 3. What are the risks of being obese? Number 4. Can you see that man over there? Number 5. It's really cold today. Number 6. What does my manager want? Number 7. What would you do if you were me? Number 8. Can I help you? Number 9. What did Jerry say about his job? Number 10. Do you know where Lisa lives? Now listen to the sentences again. Number 1. George said that he spends a quarter of his wages on books. Number 2. Peter and Sarah have split up. Number 3. What are the risks of being obese? Number 4. Can you see that man over there? Number 5. It's really cold today. Number 6. What does my manager want? Number 7. What would you do if you were me? Number 8. Can I help you? Number 9. What did Jerry say about his job? Number 10. Do you know where Lisa lives? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. Part 2. You will hear two conversations. Read the question and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Seconds remaining. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, Jessie. Did you have a nice weekend?
Hi, Kate. Yes, thank you. In fact, it was great. You will never guess who I saw on Saturday.
No, probably not, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Well, as you know, we went to see Hamlet at the Civic Theatre. And guess who was sitting right in front of me?
Well, who?
Only one of the greatest pop stars ever, Lady Gaga.
No way. Are you sure it was her?
Positive. I started to follow her after the play to get an autograph, but Mike stopped me. He said it wasn't right.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he was right. What about the play? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I think. Well, I couldn't really focus on the play with her sitting in front of me.
Who?
Lady Gaga, of course. But after the show, we went for a nice meal at that French restaurant round the corner. The food was fabulous. I recommend it. And it's quite reasonable as well.
OK, I might try that this weekend.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Jessie. Did you have a nice weekend?
Hi, Kate. Yes, thank you. In fact, it was great. You will never guess who I saw on Saturday.
No, probably not, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Well, as you know, we went to see Hamlet at the Civic Theatre. And guess who was sitting right in front of me?
Well, who?
Only one of the greatest pop stars ever, Lady Gaga.
No way. Are you sure it was her?
Positive. I started to follow her after the play to get an autograph, but Mike stopped me. He said it wasn't right.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he was right. What about the play? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I think. Well, I couldn't really focus on the play with her sitting in front of me.
Who?
Lady Gaga, of course. But after the show, we went for a nice meal at that French restaurant round the corner. The food was fabulous. I recommend it. And it's quite reasonable as well.
OK, I might try that this weekend.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Seconds remaining.
Part 2. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
In the studio today, our guest is Gemma, whose mother was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer a year ago. Now Gemma says it's time to fight back. Gemma, why is Stand Up to Cancer so important to you and your mum?
It's so important to raise funds to allow more research, trial drugs and improve people's quality of life. These improvements mean my mum has a much better chance to receive treatment than my grandma had when she was diagnosed 10 years ago. Sadly, she passed away a few years ago. We need to detect and treat cancer sooner so we can win the fight.
How do you and your mum stand up to cancer?
This campaign has given my mum the positivity to keep fighting and the messages of support we've received have been overwhelming. So we will be taking part in the sponsored nighttime walk on the 11th of October in Liverpool. We are staying as positive as possible so we can lead normal lives. We go out for meals, take the dogs for walks, and enjoy shopping together, of course.
Gemma, it was a pleasure talking to you. Many thanks.
Now listen to the conversation again.
In the studio today, our guest is Gemma, whose mother was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer a year ago. Now Gemma says it's time to fight back. Gemma, why is Stand Up to Cancer so important to you and your mum?
It's so important to raise funds to allow more research, trial drugs and improve people's quality of life. These improvements mean my mum has a much better chance to receive treatment than my grandma had when she was diagnosed 10 years ago. Sadly, she passed away a few years ago. We need to detect and treat cancer sooner so we can win the fight.
How do you and your mum stand up to cancer?
This campaign has given my mum the positivity to keep fighting, and the messages of support we've received have been overwhelming. So we will be taking part in the sponsored nighttime walk on the 11th of October in Liverpool. We are staying as positive as possible so we can lead normal lives. We go out for meals, take the dogs for walks, and enjoy shopping together, of course.
Gemma, it was a pleasure talking to you. Many thanks.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. Part 3. You will hear a broadcast and discussion. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both the broadcast and discussion. You have 2 minutes to read them. 30 seconds remaining. Listen to the broadcast. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Good evening. This is the 10th of November and we have a special weather report for the UK. Stormy conditions will hit parts of the UK on Monday morning, with strong winds and heavy rain expected to spread westwards, bringing the risk of travel disruption and flooding. The Met Office has issued severe weather warnings for rain and wind. Some areas in Wales, northwest England, eastern parts of Northern Ireland, and western and northern parts of Scotland could see gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. Winds could reach speeds of 60 miles per hour in southwest England. The Police Service of Northern Ireland warned motorists to take extra care on the roads, issuing a yellow Be Aware alert for midnight to midday on Monday. The public should be aware of the potential for travel disruption from strong winds as well as standing water on the roads and reduced visibility from spray and driving rain, said the Met Office. A warning for rain has also been issued for Northern Ireland, where up to 50 millimetres, 2 inches, could fall on higher ground. The bad forecast comes after exceptionally warm and dry September. Now listen to the broadcast again. Good evening. This is the 10th of November and we have a special weather report for the UK. Stormy conditions will hit parts of the UK on Monday morning, with strong winds and heavy rain expected to spread westwards, bringing the risk of travel disruption and flooding. The Met Office has issued severe weather warnings for rain and wind. Some areas in Wales, northwest England, eastern parts of Northern Ireland, and western and northern parts of Scotland could see gusts of up to 70 miles per hour. Winds could reach speeds of 60 miles per hour in southwest England. The Police Service of Northern Ireland warned motorists to take extra care on the roads, issuing a yellow Be Aware alert for midnight to midday on Monday. The public should be aware of the potential for travel disruption from strong winds as well as standing water on the roads and reduced visibility from spray and driving rain, said the Met Office. A warning for rain has also been issued for Northern Ireland, where up to 50 millimetres, 2 inches, could fall on higher ground. The bad forecast comes after exceptionally warm and dry September. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. 30 seconds remaining. Part 3. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello listeners. We would like to hear your views on the smoking ban in public places. Is it legal? Share your views with us.
Hello, this is Jan from York. In my opinion, smoking should be banned at every area where any other living thing can be harmed. Smoking is no benefit and carries a very long list of hazards for smokers as well as others. Smoking is simply a waste of health and money.
This is George. I disagree. The right to choose is a basic human right. If I want to smoke in a public place, then I have the right to do so. It's a basic human right. There is virtually no evidence that smoking in an open air place will cause non-smokers harm from my second-hand smoke.
My name is Sarah. And I think that smoking bans in public places are legal because smoking affects the health of non-smokers. Non-smokers breathe in the smoke from other people smoking, causing secondary smoking. Second-hand smoke has been proven to have increased the number of ear infections as well as other illnesses in children.
And our final listener, Peter, what's your view on that?
In our society, we protect its members by enforcing laws to keep others from either intentionally or inadvertently harming those members. Private places for smoking allows those that choose to ingest nicotine to do so without harming those who do not.
Thank you all for taking part. Have a good afternoon.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Hello listeners. We would like to hear your views on the smoking ban in public places. Is it legal? Share your views with us.
Hello, this is Jan from York. In my opinion, smoking should be banned at every area where any other living thing can be harmed. Smoking is no benefit and carries a very long list of hazards for smokers as well as others. Smoking is simply a waste of health and money.
This is George. I disagree. The right to choose is a basic human right. If I want to smoke in a public place, then I have the right to do so. It's a basic human right. There is virtually no evidence that smoking in an open air place will cause non-smokers harm from my second-hand smoke.
My name is Sarah, and I think that smoking bans in public places are legal because smoking affects the health of non-smokers. Non-smokers breathe in the smoke from other people smoking, causing secondary smoking. Second-hand smoke has been proven to have increased the number of ear infections as well as other illnesses in children.
And our final listener, Peter, what's your view on that?
In our society, we protect its members by enforcing laws to keep others from either intentionally or inadvertently harming those members. Private places for smoking allows those that choose to ingest nicotine to do so without harming those who do not.
Thank you all for taking part. Have a good afternoon.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. 30 seconds remaining. This is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.